Hey, this is Ben here, and just a quick introductory video for this channel. Although this channel, or at least the account, has existed for probably a decade now, or probably a bit more than that now, and I am pretty sure I uploaded my first video in late 2013 or early 2014. Unfortunately, I deleted most of that, and also didn't consistently keep creating, which ultimately means, you know, haven't documented all that journey, the ups, downs that come with trying to do what I try to do online. Started off as an affiliate marketer in 2006-2007. Did that for a while. After I moved to Australia, wasn't able to continue doing that. So I took a bit of a break and then came back to that in 2012. And as things got sophisticated on the internet over the period of 2012 to 2015, affiliate marketing in the old kind of way got a lot more difficult to do. And I was also looking at ways to make it more sustainable long-term and more a business. And so I was looking into things like consultancy. And coming from the background that I came from, which is technology, I should have gone down doing technology consulting, but I didn't. Again, mistakes that I learned from. And I thought doing this video, doing something in this channel, documenting my journey from this point on, would hopefully inspire someone else who is also feeling like they can't share their journey, they can't share the wins and the losses along the way, to get online. And it's also a form of accountability in a sense, also a good log of your journey, so you can look back and go, yes, maybe I didn't accomplish the goal, a specific goal that I set out to accomplish, but I've learned all these skills, I've gained so much exposure, I've gained wisdom during that period. So who am I? My name is Ben Solomon. I am an engineer by education and have worked in the IT field for nearly two decades, starting off in a little internet cafe doing the network and system administration while learning more about networking from the owner of the business, who was also running an educational institution. And from there, did my certifications in CCNA, MCSE, to then get into more deeper system engineering and network engineering over the next decade and a half or so. In 2007, I moved to Australia to do a master's degree in information systems management to hopefully get into management. And although I had experience in IT working in India and working with an outsourced partner of Dell before I moved to Australia, ultimately I had to kind of start from scratch when I moved here. After working a few little casual jobs, ultimately managed to get a contract IT role working in the government school system, and from there managed to keep improving myself, doing some really awesome projects that I enjoyed doing, big projects, full transformations of environments, being able to work within very limited budgets and things like that, to then also do the affiliate marketing that I was doing and building websites, doing all that sort of thing on the side. And I enjoyed both sorts of things. Over a period of time, after a lot of, you know, learnings, managed to get into IT management, and then from there into executive leadership. And then finally in 2021, gave all that up to do some working from home, working in sales for a digital marketing agency, and then working as a community manager and support coach for a coaching organization, someone that I've admired for a very long time. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. And while I do that, I'm also rebooting my journey to build an online business. I've done projects on the side, even though I left affiliate marketing, the direct affiliate marketing that I was doing till about 2015, and did a little bit of other stuff on the side where I had time. But now that I've, you know, been working coaching business for the last 2 and a bit, almost 3 years as a community manager, as a support coach, and seeing the great work that many of the coaches are doing and how we've been able to help them, I am in the process of putting together my own programs in that area, helping technology professionals and engineering professionals to upgrade into management, and then from there lead effectively using their natural strengths. Things that I've learned over the years in my study of psychometry, in my study of copywriting, marketing, sales, career growth, all of those aspects, bringing to that and helping that specific niche audience with their growth. My hope with this channel is to document some of those aspects of the journey, some pieces of what's working, what's not working, because I know for a fact that I will be going down the path of doing some organic marketing on various platforms. Could be Facebook, could be LinkedIn, where most of my people tend to hang out. And then there will be paid advertising that I do, again, stuff that I've done in the past, but on now it'll be on newer platforms. Facebook has changed a lot since I did a lot of advertising in the past. So that'll be a new experience, so something that I can share. LinkedIn, I've never done advertising there, so that'll be, again, an experience that I can share. Beyond all that, I'd also like to have a space to share my journey getting back to health. In 2013 to 2015, I went down the path of, you know, intensively wanting to build this business. Well, back then, obviously, it was more going deeper into affiliate marketing and then looking at building something alongside it to be a longer term coaching or a consulting kind of business. But unfortunately, while working full time and doing this, I, you know, didn't take care of my health, didn't sleep enough. And so, although I was able to, after years of working through a lot of things, having started with being obese as a kid, I was able to get to about 12% body fat in 2013, 2014. That all, you know, has unfortunately gone backwards. So now 2025 is a year for me to focus on recovering some of that, getting back to normal health, and rebuilding business on the side while doing the work that I'm doing with my current employer, and sharing some of that, those journey pieces that I can share publicly, I will. And things that I'm trying and testing, I'll share. And so that if you're inspired by it, that's great. As someone who's been in these two worlds, being, you know, in IT and also being in the online business world, I do review a lot of technology platforms. I look at a lot of systems, software, all that sort of thing for personal use as well as for client use. And I thought I could make use of that review that I'm doing and put it onto this channel as well, so that many people can benefit from it. It's something that, again, I did think about in 2014, 2015, knowing, you know, the interests and knowing the fact that many people could benefit from. But when I get into this research mindset, I get so hyper-focused on research that I forget to kind of document that and then put that in a video. So that's something that I will work through and help get out here so that it can help more people. And hopefully that's, you'll be one of those people who would continue to stay on, watch some of those videos and benefit from. And the other thing that I'm hoping to do is, in terms of tech, I'm also looking at building a home lab. I've done some virtualized labs in the past for, you know, practicing and keeping on top of things. Now that I've been out of the IT, direct IT field for a couple of years, I want to have my own home lab, so that I'm one, I'm keeping in touch with the field, but also I can build something in home for my own experimentation, stuff that I enjoy doing, build some automation, home automation systems that are not based on proprietary and cloud-based systems, but inbuilt in home systems. The other thing that I've been over the years getting more and more into understanding privacy and how we can stay private while also utilizing some of the benefits of what is available in social media, cloud systems, all of those sort of things. So I'll be exploring those things as well. So when I'm doing these home-like things, one of the videos that is about to come out is me going through the process of making hardware for a firewall that I'd be doing at home, as well as the process that I went through and thought through when it came to picking the software for the hardware, for the firewall system, so that it's helpful for what I want to accomplish. Got kids that are growing up, getting close to being teenagers, so they are starting to want to utilize the internet to do research for schoolwork and for, you know, watching videos to learn about topics that they're interested in. So I want to create an environment that's safe enough for them to explore while also being protective of their, you know, as kids they enjoy clicking on things, doing all that sort of thing. So I've got to protect them from malware and ransomware and all of that, while also still giving them enough freedom and flexibility to be able to research the topics and other areas that they find of interest, and then they can safely utilize those aspects of the internet. Being able to force things like safe search for all the computers at home is a beneficial thing as well. So those are things that I'm thinking about in the whole process. So yeah, over the next little while, there'll be projects that I'll be doing that I'll be sharing, how I went about thinking about picking whatever platforms I pick or whatever hardware I pick, whatever software I pick for my business, whatever software I pick for, let's say, tracking my health journey. All of those things I'll share as much as I can and the thinking behind them. So hopefully it'll help you think through what you need and pick the right thing for you. Because the thing is, what I pick for my use is not always going to be the best thing for you or your use. So considering all that, it's great to have at least the thinking behind the thinking so that you can then go and figure out, okay, what do I need? What should I think about? How should I think about these things before getting the software or cloud platform or hardware, whatever you're wanting to do. So hopefully I'm going to share all those things and it'll be of benefit to you. And beyond all that, I also want to share like book reviews, at least my thoughts on books and who might benefit from them, things like that. I read a lot of books. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. In general, tends to be 2+ a week, nonfiction. It's been a little while since I've read fiction. Probably should get back into it a little bit. I do miss it. I do miss all the fantasy novels that I used to read, the sci-fi stuff, as well as thrillers and things like that. So I'll probably get back into that. But most of the reviews that I'd probably do, it'll be nonfiction, because that's the bulk of my reading. It'll be more around business, marketing, technology, leadership, sales, other areas that I'm exploring and all of that on this channel. I do have other channels as well. One that's very specific to my business, that's for technology professionals and engineering professionals who are looking at upgrading into management, as well as for those who are in tech and engineering management to be able to lead their teams well and do great work, impactful work. So that's in techno leadership. And then another channel that I'm looking at doing is something that I want to share some aspects of what I'm researching that's outside of mainstream, outside of your norm, things that I find interesting. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, things around religion, governments, financial systems, all of the systems that we have and we take for granted, we think have been designed with our benefit in mind. But when we look at the outcome of the systems, it doesn't seem to be done that way. So that's an exploration that I got into a few years ago with everything that happened in 2020 and onwards. Till then, I was naive to a lot of things. So some things maybe everyone knew and didn't really pay much attention or give much credence to. But for me, it was all new. So I want to share what I found. And hopefully, if someone's starting on that journey now, they would benefit from knowing that, yes, there are bumps in the road when you go on that journey as well. So those are different things that I'm doing. But this channel is going to stay focused on being more like a log of my journey with growing and, you know, building and growing my coaching business. So all the marketing, sales, technology platforms that I pick for it, what I'm doing in there to enhance things and give my future clients a great experience, all of that would be things that I cover here and share from that perspective, you know, firsthand doing it, and also learnings that I've had over my career from different areas that would be of benefit to you. Things that I'm doing when it comes to my health journey that might be of inspiration, so I can point you to sources that you can go and have a look for yourself and then figure out what's right for you. Ultimately, with anything, you've got to figure out what's right for you. Following a prescription of any sort, I think, is not right because no one knows your specific situation and needs and wants and desires as well as you do. So picking up a diet book and just reading a diet book and following everything that is there is not always going to work. But picking the principles, thinking through your situation and what you want as a goal, and then picking the right pieces for that is what would work in the longer term. Short term, yes, things work, but long term, you've got to make things sustainable for yourself. Similarly, technology. What I pick is not going to be what you pick. So hopefully, by sharing the principles of the thinking behind things, it'll help you with picking technology that you'd want to use on a day-to-day basis for your personal needs or for your work and business needs. So if you're interested in all these areas, so I know it's a bit broad, but it's things that I do on a day-to-day basis or week-to-week basis in some cases. In some cases, we pick certain things once every so often, like picking a CRM for business happens probably once every 5 to 10 years, if not longer. I'd prefer, like, having done CRM moves for businesses in the past, I wouldn't want to do that unless there was an absolute necessity. So if I pick a CRM today for my online business, I want to hopefully keep running on that CRM for as long as the business goes, or it gets to a point where the business is constrained by the CRM. So anyway, so all of those sort of things I'd love to share here. And if you're in those areas looking for guidance, help, or ways to think about things, I'll be sharing those there. One thing also to be aware of, I know it's I'm like rebooting this channel, so probably at this stage I'm not going to have too many issues like this, but I see a lot of scammers on YouTube and Rumble and other channels where they make comments and ask for details and things like that. I will not be doing any of that. Any links that I have, any thing to go somewhere, do something, if there is something, it'll be in the description of the video. And if I have a comment, it'll usually be pinned to the top, and the comment will say, go up into the description for link. Because the thing is, description can't be changed by someone else. Again, and pinning of comments can't be done by someone else. So those are the only safe places that I can put something that is of benefit to you. Please do not click any of the other links that other people might put in there. And there's sophisticated ways of people scamming and spamming people. I'll also go through that because it's something that I see on a daily basis and irks me a lot as well. Because I want us to be able to safely use and enjoy the internet, because that has democratized how information is spread and how we can be more informed. And spammers and scammers just destroy that experience for all of us. So, and the other thing, final thing is disclaimer. I'm not giving anyone advice on what you should do, how you should go about your life, what you should pick, what health thing you've got to do, none of that, because I'm not an expert in your life, in your situation. If you're looking at doing something with your health, speak to your doctor, speak to your nutritionist, speak to your personal trainer, all those sort of professionals that know you intimately to make any decision. If you're doing something from a tech perspective, taking a platform for a commercial use, whatever, again, do your due diligence. The reason I share my thinking behind why I pick certain things is so that you can utilize the thinking process rather than picking the platform, oh, because someone X has picked the platform, I'm going to pick that. Please don't do that. And anything to do with business, marketing, they're all experimental. What I've learned from failing and winning in different aspects of business is this. What I do, what works for me today may not work for even me tomorrow, let alone for someone else. So I share what I share with the thing that what's working for me or what's not working for me. But you've got to get advice from a consultant, accountant, planner, whoever you need to get advice from before making any investment, testing things, all of that sort of thing. Ultimately, you've got to take responsibility for any and every decision that you make, like how I take responsibility for every decision and thing that I make. And we are the only ones who can do that and be responsible for ourselves. So those are the disclaimers, thoughts, everything that I have. Hopefully I haven't scared you off with saying that, you know, you, ultimately you're the one who's responsible for your life. That's how I feel about life. Yes, sometimes, like everyone, there is a, you know, moment where I go, oh, I wish I could just push responsibility away and just wallow in a little bit of learned helplessness. But ultimately, it's anything to do with my life, I've got to be responsible. It's my life. Similarly, I hope you have that sort of strength and conviction towards your life as well. And yeah, hopefully you can be part of my journey as I build this channel up to share things that would be of benefit to you around knowledge, around technology, around health, around all those areas. But be discerning and only do what you do because you've done the due diligence behind it and you know that you're taking the decision with full responsibility. I'd love to see you on this journey and I wish you all the best. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.